This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
Pulling through the McDonald's drive-thru might start looking a lot different soon. That's because when we typically drive up to a McDonald's, we hear, what do you want?
Yeah.
But it's going to look a little different. That's because one location in Chicago is trying out an artificial intelligence drive-thru where you're speaking to a robot instead of a cranky fast food worker.
Welcome to McDonald's. Let me know what I can get for you. Wow.
Can I get 2 medium Oreo McFlurries?
Would you like anything else?
That's it.
Your total will be $6.58. Please pull forward.
Almost disturbingly
it's really
calm.
Creepy.
Yeah, I'm like, could you give the voice just a smidge of personality? And for the record, they will never replace you, Nubia. That's my McDonald's girl.
Oh, that's
I love
right.
her so. She's
I wonder
amazing.
If she's worried.
Why don't they use Nubia's voice? Hello! Like that's what they should do. She's the best McDonald's person ever.
I will agree with you on that. Yeah. She just is always in a good yes. mood no matter what.
Hey, sir! There she is. Yeah, it's interesting. Like, the more you get into artificial intelligence, there's the other side of this as well. I mean, that works fairly well, it looks like. But then, you know, when people talk about raising minimum wage like $15 an hour, what do you think is going to happen? Companies then will pass along the expense to you, or they will start limiting jobs and going with more things like artificial intelligence and eliminate people working. So that's the flip side of this that could be concerning.
Mm-hmm. And there could be, like, what if you have questions? Like, if
I know.
Does my McFlurry come with more M&Ms?
Right.
She'll be like,
will she understand everything?
I will have to refer you to another coworker.
I'll have to get an actual human to figure your order out, because my order is always confusing. All right, well, look for that coming to a McDonald's soon near you, possibly.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and if you look at life as the glass is half full or half empty, you know, that kind of says a little bit about you and your interactions with people. Like, if you are going into a dating relationship and you're a glass half empty person, you're probably going to see red flags.
You know? For sure, because you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
Yeah, and I'm not even saying that's a bad thing, because you want to be aware of those things. But if you're a glass is half full person, I never really thought of this, because I always thought about just look for the red flags. But they're like, look for the green flags, too. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting perspective.
Be positive?
Yeah, weird. I don't even... I'm uncharted territory here. And so there's a TikToker giving relationship advice about looking for those green flags in a new relationship. And one of those that she listed was like someone who listens to you. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a green flag.
Yeah, that's not always talking or never asking any questions to get to know you better.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you've been in the dating world.
I've been in that situation where they don't ask you questions about yourself, but they're constantly talking about themselves.
Sure.
I think to make themselves feel important, maybe, and it comes across as very cocky.
I think that's the problem. Like, with guys, you're trying to fill up that space in the conversation, and so you're also trying to sell yourself, because you're on a job interview on a date, in essence, you know? And so you tend to just talk about all this stuff versus sitting back and asking the girl about her life and what's important to her, how she feels right now. Like, what feelings do you want to discuss? Like, that's where you need to spend your time, fellas. If you're in the dating world, there you go. There's your green light. Spend time talking about feelings. For me, my relationship green flag with my wife when I met her 32 years ago, I know, it was that we were both into like the rock scene and stuff, like both loved hair bands.
It's so funny to think of Marty like that.
I know,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was in a band and long hair and everything. And so we used to watch like Headbangers Ball on MTV together. And
yeah,
so,
you did.
Yeah, we did. We lived it. And so, but she never ever in front of me was like, oh my gosh, Bon Jovi is so hot, or Joey Tippins is so great looking. Because all these girls around us would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, she never disrespected me in that way. Because let's be honest, I had long hair, but I did not look like Bon Jovi, okay?
You were nowhere close
to
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I was non-Jovi. But it was like so that was a green flag to me that she's going to respect me and not fawn over other people in front of me.
I love too that your green flag had to do with 80s music and not like her faith or Christianity. Or
yeah, different time for me. So what is your relationship green flag? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm fascinated as to what was your, thing that made you go, this is the one kind of thing. 855-33-WAY-FM. What are the green flags that are like, hey, this is a good attribute in this person that I should be thankful for?
Well, I've been married for 27 years now, and we're still deeply in love. When we first started dating, though, we've been dating for about 3 to 5 months. We were talking about marriage. We both knew we were serious. And we went to see a friend of mine, and my friend was, like, teasing me and trying to tickle me. And my now husband, like, held me while my friend tickled me. And that was a red flag. And when we left, I read him the riot act, and I was like, if anybody ever tries to tickle me again, you will not hold me down. If you want to marry me, you will punch them in the nose. Okay. And he said, yes, ma'am. And I've never had to correct him again.
It's funny that your green flag was yes, ma'am. The minute he said yes, ma'am, you knew this guy's a keeper.
So Trista said that she was very impressed by how her husband was respectful to the waiters and waitresses every time they went out on a date.
There you go.
And I think that is a representation of how he's going to treat you later on in that marriage.
Yeah, absolutely. Like how you treat the people that are serving you. Do you get frustrated with them? Do you boss them around? Mm-hmm. Because that is super, super telling.
Or if you're just rude to them.
Right.
Like who's to say, if you're rude to them, what would you do to someone that you love?
Yeah, and especially like people are trying to flex and be like, I'm the tough guy.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
you don't want
you.
That guy. Mm-hmm. And that's where you see that. And that's something I don't think a lot of people would think of is how you treat the wait staff. And so that's a great, great green flag to be looking for. If you're starting that whole date thing, maybe you're just dating or maybe you're dating again. That might be a great tip for you. So there you go. That's going to do it for that. Thank you, Lady Rock.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! This is The Wally Show, and Good News Giddy Up is three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you, designed to give you a little bit of hope today, because the news, if you watch it for too long, it can be a little heavy. So we're going to start with you, Betty Rock. Good news, giddy up, go.
There are two best friends who got separated as kids during the Holocaust.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
I know. They hadn't seen each other in 82 years, and they had just assumed that the other had actually passed away during World War II.
Sure.
But that never stopped them from looking, and now they've reunited after those 82 years on Zoom.
Okay, now as amazing as that story is, the caveat to that story is two 82-year-olds know how to use Zoom. That's just as impressive. We work in a media company, and you're like, Rick, turn your mic off. Turn your mic off, Rick. You're feeding back. So good on them, man. That's amazing. Good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
There's a lot of stories about like kids helping seniors, but this story flips it where seniors are helping kids. There's a charity in France that's been pairing elderly people with kids around the world who are trying to learn French.
Ah.
So they have weekly chats on Zoom where the students get to practice talking to native French speakers, and it's also helping the seniors who feel isolated during the pandemic have a little bit of company.
Funny thing is, the only thing the kids are learning are like medical terms because the French people are older and they're just complaining about their health. all these kids could come out and be French doctors by the end of this. And finally, there's an organic food company called Nature's Path that discontinued a line of frozen waffles, but there was a mom who was kind of panicking because it's the only thing her 9-year-old autistic son will eat. So the company tracked down all the remaining boxes and delivered them to her for free.
Awesome.
For free.
Like next level, guys. Good on you, Nature's Path waffle people. And they even are working out a home recipe for her so that she can create them for her kid, all the time.
That's
now.
That's so awesome. Yeah. It makes you want to eat organic, you know?
No, but it's a great story for them. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and everybody has like their own set of COVID protocol, kind of like the things that they do. But I'm really curious if you guys do this as well, because you're supposed to stay 6 feet apart from people, but you're in a store and somebody walks past you like quickly, and like, excuse me, and they walk past mm-hmm. you. Do you hold your breath?
I don't.
You don't?
Should I?
I do.
You do?
I do. I absolutely
do. Even when you're wearing a mask?
Even when I'm wearing a mask. I don't know why. Like, I hold my breath so as not to get any of the draft by me or something.
Oh.
It's the weirdest thing. But I'm not alone. Apparently, a lot of people actually do this. And so they started looking into it to see if holding your breath in situations where you are with people would help. And the science of it says... maybe.
Doing all this work for nothing. Yeah. All these lung exercises.
Yeah, yeah. They say that if you're in small groups with people, that holding your breath could actually help a little in that if people are talking and stuff around you. Mm-hmm. But they say don't do it in situations where you're going to be around a person for a while or like in line at a store. Because, and here's the odd reason for that. I didn't think of this. This is the science part
of the day. Oh, I was just thinking it was because you can't hold your breath for like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you pass out. That's why. No, the reason was because if you hold your breath, for any length of time, what's the first thing you do when you are ready to breathe again? You take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And so they're saying that's worse. And so if you're in a situation where you're around a bunch of people and then all of a sudden you take a big deep breath in, you've just undid all the breath holding maybe even hampered yourself a little bit there.
Geez.
So there you go. A little bit of COVID craziness for you. just something else to think about during this
Yay!
Whole mess.
Yay!
I don't know about you, but I don't know if I could get through the day without my computer. I mean, it's where we do everything, work, home stuff, social media. But my friend had their identity stolen online recently, and so that's pretty messed up.
That's why cybersecurity is so important. Colorado Christian is excited to announce that they now offer new bachelor's degree programs for information systems management and computer information technology with emphasis in cybersecurity.
And right now, undergraduate students can lock in their tuition rate for up to 6 years.
Colorado Christian University, where you can cultivate your mind without compromising your heart.
Find out more about all the new bachelor's and undergraduate degrees now being offered at CCU by going to ccu.edu.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
The Olympic torch relay is yet another hurdle. See what I did there? For the postponed Tokyo Games as it kicks off in 2 weeks from northeastern Japan. And once again, you know, we have to navigate life during the pandemic. But I didn't know this, that a year ago, I remember when the Olympic... the Olympics were postponed a year ago because of COVID, but the relay with the torch had just begun.
Oh.
Oh.
And it's not like a simple thing. It takes 4 months for them to run this torch. I know Betty's face is like, wait, what?
Someone's running for 4 months?
Well, they hand it off. It's a relay. So
why
a bunch
does
of people.
Take that
yeah.
long?
There's 10,000 runners that do it because it's like a national pride thing, and it's to build up the anticipation for the Olympics and stuff like that.
So,
and it's like a historical thing too that they do.
Okay.
And so Olympic organizers are asking for restraint from well-wishers. Shouting will not be tolerated or cheering, but polite clapping will be allowed. I'm not making this up. Yeah, I'm assuming aggressive clapping is off the table as well. But the torchbearers can run without a mask if they choose, and there are going to be changes to the route and stops depending on COVID conditions and things like that. So a lot of people have asked, though, you know, and Betty probably wondering the same thing, you know, since COVID is changing so many things, why even bother doing the torch relay if you can't do it the way, you know, that it's always been done?
Right.
And the organizer said because of tradition, just kidding, they said it was because of money. They said that because of the large sponsorship deals with Coke and Toyota, there was talk of doing away with the relay, but they quickly nixed that, and they're going to go for it.
It all comes down to the money.
Always does yep. it not? There you go. All right. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and music is such a powerful force in our lives. That's why we play so much good music here on Way FM for you. And from time to time, we'll stop and highlight one song and do a thing called group therapy, okay? This is where we take a song and we say, hey, here's the song we're picking today. Tell us your story about what this song meant to you. Because the song is the same. It's the thread. but everybody's relation to that song is different. And sometimes when the context of your life changes, you hear a song differently than you ever heard a song before.
And that's what's so great about Christian music is that when you listen to it, it could affect somebody or they could get a message from it that's totally different from yours, but it still has that same impact on your life.
And so that's why we do it. And so today our group therapy song is by Mr. Matthew West, and it's called Truth Be Told.
I say I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine, hey, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know it, I don't know why it's so hard to admit it, when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin, you don't already know. So let the truth be told.
So if you've heard that song and it has spoken to you in some way, like, I don't know. I mean, there's the obvious way that the lyrics are about, like, you know, we hide our mess. But maybe there's another take on this that landed with you or something out of the verse because it was truth given the change in the context of your situation. We'd love to hear your story now on group therapy. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's your story around Truth Be Told for group therapy? What is it about this song that has connected with you? Because the song is the same, but people's connection to it and their stories around it are all different.
So when I heard that song first, my son was in the NICU, and he spent 32 days there due to being born at 34 weeks, and it's left me completely infertile. I can't have another baby.
Oh, wow.
And I felt a lot of shame for that because I'm only 32. My job as a wife and a woman is to produce children for my husband, and I felt a lot of shame, and God allowed me to go through this for a reason. And after sharing my truth, I found a lot of other women that have gone through what I went through, and actually it opened the door for adoption for them. And my husband and I are actually looking into the process of adopting another baby later in the future.
And I love that you're taking that step as a way to fulfill something in you, but then also for someone else. That's the beautiful thing about adoption. And I would have never thought you would have had those feelings about, like, I guess being inadequate as a woman based on not being able to have children, because I'm not a woman, so I don't understand that. So I really appreciate you sharing that, because I'm sure that caught some people by surprise.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the culture that I grew up in, but, you know, you get married, you have your family, and if you don't have kids, it's either you're selfish or there's something wrong with you.
Well, I'm glad that that song has helped you, and I'm sure it will help somebody else as well. And your story might be the thing today that really does help turn the corner for somebody. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So how's this song meant something to you?
So the first time that I heard it, you know, I was thinking about myself and my own problems, and it's finally someone telling me it's okay to not be fine. But then the second time that I heard the song was right after my best friend had killed herself.
Oh, wow.
And it really made me, like, look at it in terms of other people and how many people around me are saying I'm fine. And how many times do I just take that answer and move on? And I don't stop and say, like, are you really fine? Are you really okay? Because that is such a knee-jerk reaction to think, oh, I'm fine. It just kind of made it was less about me and more about other people all of a sudden.
See, that's why we do this, because your context can change, and it can change the way you hear a song entirely. And now you're more mindful of other people in your life and taking that extra minute to let them know they're valued, appreciated, and loved.
Kelsey, looking back, what advice would you give to someone who might have a friend that they're worried about? What advice would you give them? What would you have done differently?
I mean, I think with the change in technology and as the world has progressed, you know, a lot of these hotlines, the suicide hotlines and that, they have texting numbers now. Texting is so much easier because there's a little bit less of the personal communication there. And I feel like you can really be honest, and that would be my suggestion. As I actually made business cards after my friend killed herself with that text number on it, and I just hand them out.
See, that's awesome. I love that you're being so proactive about this. And we actually have a service on our website as well, wayfm.com. You can chat with somebody 24/7. You know, doesn't matter where you are, you can always get a hold of somebody if you're in need, because as we've learned here from Kelsey, it's actually really, really important. And Kelsey, I really appreciate you sharing your story with us today.
No problem. Thanks.
So what's yours?
So this song spoke to me because my daughter has been suffering with depression and suicidal thoughts, and she was actually in an inpatient hospital. And when I heard that song while she was in there, I was just thinking, you know what? She's not okay. And she would always say, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm going to be fine. Well, then we got to a point where she wasn't fine and she did want to harm herself. And, you know, so when she got out, I played her this song and I said, you know, it's so important to let us know that you're not okay and that there is help out there and that it's okay to turn to God. And, you know, these songs are out there for a reason, you know, just affirmation to say, you know what, it's okay to not be okay.
And you're doing the total mother thing here, too, because you're worried about your daughter and, you know, you're focusing on her and this song is good for her. This song is good for her. But I would imagine it's good for you, too, because I'm sure your friends, you know, this consumes you and your friends like, how you doing? I'm fine. I'm good. We got this.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And you have the tendency to probably do that as well. And it's a great reminder for you as a mom that it's okay for you to not be okay as you're wrestling through something really difficult with your daughter.
And when you have to admit that you're not okay, that takes a lot of courage. But I think when we are courageous in that, it helps build up community, and community is something that we need.
Exactly. And, you know, I think reaching out to your church, and they've really wrapped their arms around us and our family, and, you know, just getting her back involved in the activities in the church. That's what church is about. That's why you should go, and you've got to get fed. And this has really helped us, and that song says that in there. So I just encourage everyone, you know, to really grab onto that song and say, you know, I'm not okay. I do need help. And turn to God and turn to your family and your church family.
This is The Wally Show, and, you know, it's important that you have places to go if you're struggling through something, and that's part of the ministry. It's more than just playing great songs for you. Like, we hopefully we do that pretty well, but it goes deeper than that, and that's why we have something called our prayer wall, where you can go to wayfm.com, and you can actually leave a prayer request on there of something that you're facing, and what happens next is what's really cool, right, Rock?
That's right. When you leave that prayer request, you are notified when someone reads your prayer request. They want to pray for you. They check this little box and it notifies you, whether it's on your phone or through your email, just saying someone prayed for you. And we have heard countless times of people saying that has made such a great impact on me, just because there are times where you can't tell your close friends or your family something that you're going through that's difficult, but you could do it anonymously through the prayer wall and then still have others that are praying for you and not feel like you're so alone in this.
That's kind of like Barbara posted one. She said, I pray that God provides me with peace and wisdom along with hearing his will for my relationship with my daughter-in-law. Oh, yeah, that's the one you don't tell the family, you know, because you're struggling through this, and family relationships can be really tricky, you know, and that's a dangerous prayer to play too, like for his will with my daughter-in-law, because we all know what his will is. It's to live at peace with people who maybe drive you nuts, and that's not easy. And so then sometimes the prayer becomes, boy, I need to look inside, and I need to maybe pray that God will change my heart towards this person, and if I treat them differently, maybe they'll behave differently and stuff. And so that's why the prayer wall is so important, is it can refocus you. And so, well, the one thing that I always ask is, if you post a prayer, that's awesome, but while you're there, maybe pray for one as well, because you'd be surprised at how much that helps you, too, as you're walking through this. So whatever your requests are, you can put them up at wayfm.com and just click on the prayer wall.
It's today's Music Insider with Gavin.
TMI. TMI, my friends.
So you probably know the band We the Kingdom for their song Holy Water.
Still love this song, love this band, family band.
Yeah, you got the Cashes.
Yep.
I was blown away because I was thinking in my head, I'm like, when did this song come out? Like, this probably came out in like 2020. And I'm like, oh, it came out in 2019.
Oh, really?
So we're already in year two of this, or I guess year three? Year two of this song. So that's crazy. But Scott Cash, one of the brothers, or one of the older, because it's like generational. You have like the adults and the kids, and that's complicated. But Scott Cash and the band actually, in the couple weeks ago when we had all the snow coming down and all the ice and all that havoc, they actually went outside to film this little snow day song that I thought was really cute, because like some people here haven't experienced snow for a while, and so this is the song they came up with for it.
Okay. There's a couple elements to this song in this video. Besides it just being a cute song, it's Ed, or Scott, rather, Cash. Seven girls. Are they all his? I have no idea.
I think that they are like a mix of all of the family's kids. And they're all out there, by the way, if you watch the video, they're all out there barefoot in the cold snow.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you expect the Cash brothers to be barefoot in general. Like, I get that. That's who they are. They're Southern, and I love them. But, like, when you run outside barefoot with your kids and watching them hop from foot to foot while they sang
was
great.
Why are you making us do this?
Until they got to the big finish, it's like, snow day! And then everyone had to stay with both feet in the snow.
I wonder if after the video was done, someone took his guitar and treated it like a sled. Because he's like, get out your sled and go
play.
They're like, hey, that kind of looks like a sled.
Yeah. So there you go. A little fun song from the band We the Kingdom. And that's your TMI for today. Thanks, Gavin. FM, this is the Wally Show, and sometimes calls come in to the show after something has already transpired, and that was the case with this one. And I want to play it for you for a reason that we'll get to in a minute. So this is the call that came in. Hey, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tim. How you doing, Wally?
Hey, Tim, what's going on, brother?
Hey, just seeing if y'all are still asking the question about the superpower thing.
Oh, yeah. What superpower would you least like to have and why?
Even though it sounds really cool, I think the power of invisibility, because I don't think my clothes would turn invisible, which means, just like in Fantastic Four, I'd have to be naked and I might step on a rock.
Absolutely. I get it, man. I get it. That was always my fear, too, of then all of a sudden when you become less invisible and more visible, what do you do with that?
Oh, that's true. Sometimes I kind of act like I'm invisible already. I'm an introvert.
Well, we see you, Tim. It's okay. It was Tim, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on, you know that's funny. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I don't think I've ever done this before. I'm going to put this segment up for Five Calls Calls It, okay? This is your Five Calls Calls It today. So you've heard the call. You hear the joke at the end. Gavin and I chuckled like schoolgirls at this, and Betty had like... compassion.
Yeah, one would call it maybe empathy.
Such a good person.
One might call it a soul.
Yes.
I don't know.
Those are words for it. But we obviously saw the end of that call very differently. Like, Betty Rock was like, oh. And so I am going to put this up for consideration today. So do you think the joke at the end, and I would like to point out Tim laughed. It was Tim, right?
Okay.
Still doing it.
Still going.
Still funny. So Tim did laugh. So was that joke at the end clever, or should I be canceled?
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask this question. Whatever the consensus is,
yes. If
they say that you should be canceled, will you apologize?
I will. If I'm wrong. Yeah. If the majority says, like, oh, yeah, that was insensitive, like, I would apologize. But I don't see it as insensitive because he's laughing, too. Like, that's where, like, if I had felt he was seriously, like, I was going to hurt him, I would never do anything to hurt anybody.
Right.
And I was just doing a clever play on words, you know, there. So, anyway.
Because everybody loves a clever play on words when they're being, you know, serious.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, 855-33-WAY-FM. Clever or cancel? That's what we're going to do here for this segment and for me. 855-33-WAY-FM. You can weigh in on this right now. See, the wordplay, just natural.
Never gets old.
855-33-WAY-FM. WayFM, this is the Wally Show, and we're doing Five Calls Calls It, where we get five people, and their opinion says it all here. And so it's basically about a conversation we had with someone on the show the other day where he called in, and we were talking about being invisible, and I made this little joke here at the end.
Sometimes I kind of act like I'm invisible already. I'm an introvert.
Well, we see you, Tim. It's okay. It was Tim, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on, you know that's funny. And so Gavin and I thought the comment was funny, and Betty Rock, you could tell from her reaction, was a little uncomfortable.
I didn't want to put him on the spot and make him feel like he really wasn't.
Right, and we know that's not the intention, and he has a good sense of humor, laughed about it, but it was enough to make me doubt myself comedically, and maybe I missed the mark, and so that's what we're doing. Five calls, calls that you decide. You've heard the joke now here. Was that joke clever, or should I be canceled? Okay, just cancel Wally, get rid of him. And so that's what's at stake here. Gene, you're first in the pool. What do you say?
I thought it was very clever.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, I appreciate the little bit of humor, and it just that's what gets us through.
Because I don't ever want to come off as mean. I never want to do that. But I do make fun of things, you know, and stuff. And so that's why I'm honestly doing this, to see what people think and did I miss the mark. And if I did, I will apologize.
Are you being strategic with what calls you're going to take?
Oh, yeah. I'm screening around people. No, I'm taking them as they come in. Honest, truthful. I never lie on honest, truthful. So, Gene, thank you. We're going up to Alfonso next. Alfonso, what do you say? Clever or cancel Wally?
I'm going to say clever. I've been listening to you guys a long time. I can figure it out.
I can figure it out. There you go, Alfonso. Thank you. I appreciate people who get the sense of humor of the show as well. Bob, you're next up. Five Calls calls it. Was that joke clever, or should Wally be canceled?
Wally, as usual, it was super clever, quick-witted, and all I can say is I feel like you should have told Betty, wait for it,
yeah,
and maybe she would have caught on.
Yeah, maybe, because Betty thought the joke might have come off as insensitive, and I get that. That's why we're doing this. Betty, I said that if it was unanimous, you know, for you that I should be canceled, that I would apologize, but if it's unanimous for me that it was clever, I think you should apologize as well.
Wait. I never agreed to this.
Okay, no, we're almost done.
I didn't do anything!
I know. Well, you should be sorry. Bob, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You as well. Thanks.
All right, Jill, Five Calls calls it. What do you think, clever or cancel Wally?
Okay, it's clever, not original Wally, but definitely doesn't warrant canceling.
I think that hurts me more than anything else, saying it's not original. I thought that was a goldmine joke. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Jill, I'll take your clever, but know that you hurt me today.
I'm so sorry. Was it Wally? Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. So good. Hey, Jill, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Megan, big, important thing here for you. You're the fifth caller on Five Calls Calls It. You will determine if Wally is clever for this joke or should be canceled. And if you come in at clever, that would be 5 for 5, which means Betty Rock has to apologize. So what do you say?
I think it was clever.
Ding, ding, ding! All right. So with that, and I'm glad you're here for this, Megan. Betty Rock, would you please apologize for causing me to doubt my comedic self?
I'm sorry.
She can't even do it. She can't even do it. See, I would have said I'm sorry. I would have like.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, Megan, we appreciate you helping us figure this out, and I appreciate you listening to the show and getting the sense of humor of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
So if you're driving around just bumping a little Way FM, that's what the cool kids say, in your Sentra, your 2016 through 2019 Sentra,
yeah.
You might want to pay attention.
Oh.
There's been a recall on your vehicle.
Does it blow up?
No, it does not. That's good news. But it actually might have trouble stopping.
People
might have trouble seeing you stop. The brake light, I guess, it doesn't always light up when you hit the brakes. And so there has been a recall for that, like 854,000 cars. So that's a lot. You might want to check with your dealer if that's the case for you, because sometimes you miss that stuff and you want to be safe, obviously.
Oh, yeah. And I have been behind some cars that their lights weren't working, and it is difficult if you don't see them.
Now, Kia, on the other hand, if you're driving around in a Kia, maybe you've got that Sportage from 2017 or 2021, or the Cadenza from 2017. 2017, apparently a bad year for Kia. Through 2019, the Sportage or the Cadenza, there's a recall for it as well. There's a short circuit that can cause a little fire in the engine compartment.
Oh.
So that is something you definitely want to get checked
out. Don't they check these things before they release them?
Most of the time. And sometimes they find out about them afterwards, because you're only human. You've designed something, get it out in the real world, you go, oh, that does blow up. Okay. That's a problem. But here's the part of this story that I love the most. Kia, always, you know, thinking of their customers and like in the meantime, till you can get it fixed, they did have a suggestion for you if your car could catch on fire. Their suggestion is, and I'm not kidding, don't park your car in your garage or in a building. That was their suggestion.
That's it?
That was it. Not like, hey, maybe keep a fire extinguisher with you, maybe don't drive. It was like, hey, look, it's fine, just don't park it inside because you might burn your car and your house down.
Wow, way to go, Kia.
Nicely done. So I would look into that. If you got a 2017-21 Sportage or 2017 through 2019 Cadenza, you might want to check the website and see if there's a recall for your car.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it.
Boy, FM. This is The Wally Show. And Name It and Claim It is where people ask us to name inanimate objects for them to give them a little bit of a personality. And we've done houses, cars, xylophones, you know, whatever. You name it, we've named it. That's weird. Betty Rock and I put our heads together. And if we like our own name at the end of this and we're not willing to switch to the other person's, Gavin is the tiebreaker. And so here we go. It says, hey, guys, need your help. We recently had baby number two. My husband is a truck driver, so to reveal the baby's gender to him, I sent him this picture. It's our son's dinosaur named Charlo, and a pink unicorn. Now that our baby girl Zoe is here, we need to give the unicorn a name. Can you help out? Anything goes. We will be honor-bound to name the unicorn whatever you decide. Thanks for your help, Leah. All right, Lady Rock, let's start with you.
I always go first. Okay. Let's go with you, Wally.
She turned the table.
She did. Controlling things all of a sudden. At first, I was thinking because her husband's a truck driver to go with a trucky kind of name. And if it was a boy, I would have gone with like Peterbilt or Kentworth or something. Those are truck names. But I honed in on something else. I went with the fact that this is a unicorn, okay? Mm-hmm. And what is another word for corn? Gavin, do you know? Maze. No. That's right.
Yeah, yes. Spanish. Maze.
Colonel?
Yes. Nice. Yes. That's what I was thinking.
No, maze. And so I went with Miss Maisel for the unicorn. So good, right?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to be revealing my
regretting going second now, are you, Betty Rock?
You know, I think that's good. Okay. I might would have gone with, like, Colonel, because then it would have been, like, you know, Unicorn Colonel, no. But whatever.
That wouldn't have won either.
Yeah,
okay, what
totally
you got? Want,
I'm pulling the trick that you do to me.
Yeah. Okay.
I went with a truck term name.
Now, I'm interested. Yeah, like, I could be on board with this. If it's good, I think that's a great thing. What'd you come up with?
I went with Roger. Because, you know,
but
you're like,
why?
Because on the CB radio, you're like, Roger that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and how funny is it or ironic that a pink unicorn's name is Roger.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of cute, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, basically, you say 10-4 on the TV.
No, you say.
You don't say Roger.
Roger.
No.
Yes, you do. Why are you trying to ruin this? Why are you the worst?
I'm just saying. Okay, so are you sticking with yours or are you going to come to the dark
side? Yes, I'm sticking
with mine. Why would you do that?
Because it's fantastic.
You know, Gavin.
Yours is lame.
You know, 100% Gavin. Gavin is going with Miss Maisel.
No,
you should,
it's not.
You should
you
jump
know that.
On the winning side,
no, no,
Gavin.
No, no, no,
the winning side is definitely Wally.
Yes!
This scenario is excellent. Excellent thought process on your part, but Miss Maisel, like, that's fantastic.
That's perfect. It's a unicorn,
okay,
Miss Maisel, Maze Corn.
We get it.
Okay, I'm just going to rub it in a little bit more. But there you go. Leah, congratulations. Your new unicorn's name is Miss Maisel, not Roger. You dodged a bullet there. Companies spend millions of dollars creating things like talking lizards to get you to do business with them. Hey, it's Wally, and it begs the question, would you rather have a cute talking lizard or a great interest rate on your mortgage or refinance? I can tell you this, only one of those things can save you lifelong money, and it ain't a talking lizard. United Faith Mortgage is a family of hardworking mortgage professionals who share your faith and values, plus they're amazing at what they do. They make the process of refinancing or getting a new mortgage fast and easy. You don't want your time or your money wasted, and United Faith Mortgage is respectful of both. So while United Faith Mortgage may not have an animated rocket or a talking amphibian, what they do have is the knowledge, skill, and desire to help you get the best deal on your mortgage or refinance so that you can enjoy time at home with your family. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
The weekday morning television program Good Morning Britain, which I guess is like Good Morning America.
I've heard it's saucy.
Well, they didn't have much of a good morning recently after two of the hosts, Piers Morgan and Alex Bresford, got in a verbal altercation over differing opinions, but it was over royal family member Meghan Markle. Live on the air.
So she's polarizing over there as much as everyone here loves her. There's still, if you live in London or you're in the UK, I'm sure there are people that like her and love her and people that don't.
Yeah. It all started when Pierce, a couple years ago, he actually went on a date with Meghan before she ever even met Prince Harry.
Whoops.
But things didn't work out between her and Pierce, and so he never heard from her again. Well, years later, it sounds like Pierce is still not over it and has been taking his hurt out on Meghan by bad-mouthing her on his show, Good Morning Britain. Well, after multiple days of taking multiple verbal shots at Meghan, Pierce's co-host Alex had enough And he called Pierce out on it, causing Pierce to walk out in a huff.
Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry. No,
absolutely. Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe not my
No, no, no. I'm being absolutely diabolical behavior.
Diabolical behavior.
Pathetic. Is my English impersonation not dead on? That's how he left, honestly. Like, that's crazy. I love that the guy called him out. Like, she never called you back, and now you're bent, and you're taking it out on her. I had read a thing where Pierce had said they got 41,000 complaints about this broadcast because apparently he had been trashing her, and he had said, I don't believe a word she says in that interview. I would never believe a word she says anywhere. Ooh. And now I see why. It's because she never called him back. So delightful. Oh. And to quote Pierce himself, blub, 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 blub. There you go. That's going to do it for your leasties. I actually have a response from the royal family, the crown, if you will, that does not go blub, blub, blub. And we'll do that in 10 on The Wally Show. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you've been keeping track of the royal drama, and the fallout following the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry interview with Oprah, I have a little bit of an update on it, okay? So we had talked about this the other day, and there were people that called and said, you know, there's two sides to every story, and then there's the truth. And I firmly believe that. I think most people, when you're on TV talking about something, it is... The truth is found in the gray. It's never all one side or all the other. And I think that's the case for Harry and Meghan, too, with their fallout with their family. But they gave their side, and they had a couple big revelations in it, like someone in the family was concerned about how dark their son Archie's skin would be because of Meghan's race. But Prince Harry is quick to point out that it was not his grandmother, the Queen, that they also still have a good relationship. He's like, I still love being with her.
And the thing is he's not specifying who had that conversation with him, but he is also taking people off of that list. So there's only a few people left on the list that it could be. And to me, it's all pointing to one person.
I know. He's minimizing it that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But you know what? The Crown actually did do a response. The Queen herself, Elizabeth, issued a statement. So, I think they needed to, honestly, because you can't just let the accusations go unfounded, either, if you believe that it's something different.
It's not healthy. Oh, you got to read it in an English accent.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'll try my best. I'm really bad at accents and women's voices. I got to do it like the Queen.
Never stopped you before.
The whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of the challenging last few years and how they've been hard for Meghan and Harry. Buckingham Palace said in a statement released on behalf of the Queen, the issues raised, particularly that of race, are a bit concerning.
A bit concerning.
While recollections may... I'm getting older, you know. While recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately. Harry, Meghan, and Archie will... Always be much loved family members.
Blub, 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 blub.
So there you go. That is the official response and actual audio of the Queen. Her side of the story there. Wait, FM, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
This is Suzanne.
What's up, Suzanne?
I think that Wally's voice that you just said of the Queen sounded like if Larry the Cucumber was trying to do the Queen's accent.
But that's crazy, because Gavin just said I reminded him of a VeggieTales character, too.
I thought it reminded me of the Celery Stick character, who was always kind of, like, joking around with Larry.
Yes, awesome.
Well, to be able to be a voice on the VeggieTales would be a dream of mine come true.
Wow.
Don't you guys out with the VeggieTales people sometimes?
I'm actually friends with Mike Naraki, the guy that created it, and now he has a new show called Dead Sea Squirrels, and maybe there's a part for a British squirrel. Yeah. Oh, glory, glory, glory! Beep, beep, cheerio on the bonnet, bibbity bobbity boo!
I think you started something bad, Susan.
You know I did. I'm very sorry. You keep them in mind, Betty.
I'll do my best. You're asking a lot.
Well, you just have a splendiferous crumpety day!
What?
Thanks, Wally. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Susan's like, I'm done with this. Why did I bother? Play FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little photo op, and this is where I take the phones of the members of the show and look at the last picture and say, okay, tell me the story behind the last picture you took, and we post them at wayfm.com. You can see them there right now. We're going to start with you, Lady Rock. Pretty picture of your little face there, and you've got go written on the side of it. Some people in the distance at a chain link fence, and you holding little baby Clemmers.
Yeah. My cat, Clementine, 16 years. She passed away recently, and it made me nostalgic. Oh, thank you.
I felt that this was a better selection of music.
Thank you. But due to her passing, I started looking at old photos, and this was the first one that was taken when she was in a little cardboard box. And the only one left, she was the little runt in the litter, and I picked her up, and she was so little.
She
missed her as a baby.
Changed so much over time. You know, she got a little bit bigger and things like that. You, on the other hand, have not changed a bit since then.
Oh, thank you.
You actually look the same as you look then.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
Betty swears she told me the story of how she got Clemmers. I've never heard that story. I didn't know you got her at a softball game.
Yeah, I was at a church softball game. A lady at my church, her barn cat had just had a litter of kittens. And she told me about it, and Clementine was one of them.
Oh, there you go.
My little baby Clemmer.
Honoring Clemmers today. Gavin, it is photo op. What is yours a picture of?
So you have to look kind of closely, but you see this little bird's nest on top of like a power box.
Yeah.
And you actually see the bird in there. So my dog Ellie and I were going on a walk, both looking really cute, just stumbling
both
along.
Looking cute, you know, like we do.
All of a sudden, a winged creature attacks both of us.
A phoenix rising from the ashes.
It was huge. And
it looks very small.
That little bird attacked you?
It came at both of us. And
it
might have been because Ellie ran at her or something.
Sure.
Did you maybe scream like a little girl?
The dog did, maybe. I protected her.
I know exactly who screamed in that situation. Birds are the worst.
Oh, I know.
I don't trust birds. They got beady eyes and beaks. Anything with beady eyes and beaks, off limits for me. And finally, mine is a picture of my tire of my wife's car being literally a half an inch away from the lawnmower on the side of my garage.
Oh.
Because she never parks close enough, and we put two cars in the garage, and I have to shimmy between the cars. And so I was trying to show her, you can park closer. So I'm going to show how close you can park to that. I got within a half an inch.
Woo!
Yeah, I showed her I couldn't get out of the car. So then I guess she kind of won that one still. So if you want to see the photos and the stories, we have them for you. It's photo op at wayfm.com. WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And by now we've all gone a little COVID crazy. But there are interesting things that happen inside of this as people adapt. Like there's this little kid who's having to do virtual school. And this kid is a genius, or he's going to be a convict. One of the two. Like he figured out, like, you know how you can change your name on Zoom? If you don't know that, like it will default. If you're in a Zoom meeting, it will default like to what you would set forward or your computer. But you can change your name in there. And so this kid changed his name. Instead of his name there, he put reconnecting. So it looked like his computer was always having problems reconnecting.
That is
and his
smart.
Teacher would look at it and then see his was reconnecting and wouldn't call on him.
Wow.
Genius
on
mode.
On a whole nother level.
I know,
just playing
right?
video games, reading comic books.
Genius mode for that kid. And speaking of schools, you know, there's a college, the University of California, that is trying to stop kids from traveling for spring break during COVID. Because, like, spring break, like, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they're telling you not to travel, but there's already pictures in Florida of people just partying, man. And so there's like, could you just not for 1 year? But when you're in college, you don't think that way. So the University of California, Davis, is offering to pay students $75 to not go on spring break.
Just $75?
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's not
Shouldn't
a ton
it be
of money.
More?
Well, my daughter would, like, she would probably take that as a broke college student. Like, the $75 would mean more to her, I think, than going away. But, yeah, it does seem a little low for a lot of college kids. But
especially because they've all been locked up for a while. To me, freedom sounds so much better than $75.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, we found Betty's price.
Mmm, fresh emails.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And you can always email me, wally@wayfm.com. And who knows, you might make the show as well. This is from Gigi. Gigi says, hey, Wally, just want to say hello and thanks for a great show every morning. We're going to do a segment here within a segment. It's called Read Between the Lines as I continue to read this. See if you see where I am going to read between the lines. Okay. So thank you for a great show every morning. You almost always put a smile on my face.
Almost.
Oh, I guess you figured it out right out of the gate, huh? And that's really especially great in your helping me get through the pandemic. So in reading between the lines here, I have just a couple options in this. One, Gigi is a person that is very literal and not given to flights of hyperbole. Mm. And so she was like, yeah, I don't laugh every day.
Right.
I don't smile
almost
every
always,
day. So almost always. Mm-hmm. Just being just very genuine and forthright.
Right.
The other thing is she doesn't know how to give a compliment. That's the other thing.
That could be that too.
To the rest of the world, you would just say always. Or a third possibility that I'm thinking right now, because I am sort of a narcissist, I'm thinking that maybe she's trying to keep me from getting too big of a head. And that's why she said almost always, to keep me humble.
Okay. Is it working?
Not really. But I'm just sad, actually. Because I go for always. I want my batting average to be 100.
Well, I was thinking, and maybe this is me looking at the cup half full.
Yes,
right. But maybe she's referring to, you know, sometimes we do serious segments. Well, you don't want to smile during those because they're serious, you know? They're heartfelt.
I had not thought about that. That's a great perception.
I'm here to serve,
You've
Wally.
Opened my mind to a lot of other things, because then I start thinking, oh, well, maybe she's thinking of, like, you guys, and like you guys don't always put a smile on her face, and she's talking about the show and not me. This has been a great segment. I feel better again.
Turn around.
Trying to bring us in.
Yeah. I feel really good now. Gigi, thank you. Betty, thank you. And
wait,
you can email me anytime. Wally@wayfm.com.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.